This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined here in the studio by
Christine Wong.
We are going to be asking you this question, and we have been asking you of you for a little while. For those of you that have been working from home for a little while, what have you done to spruce up your working from home setup? How much money have you spent? How many plants have you bought? Have you got a ring light? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We should have a quick update from Bursa at break, should we not, Chris?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay. So the KLCI is up by 0.42% at 1,653 points. Active stocks include XOX Berhad, AirAsia X Berhad, and Thrive Property. And the ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.06, up against the Aussie dollar at 3.03, and up against the Sing dollar at also 3.03.
Well done. Now, we should probably have a look also over at Twitter and Instagram to see what you guys have been chit-chatting about on there. That's My Full Name has said, bought a new laptop and monitor, printer cum scanner, and a Kodai, what's that?
Bikin
office chair in anticipation of leaving my job and going freelance whilst I look for a new job. Haven't got into the vanity stuff yet because I avoid going on video. We've got colleagues like that who avoid going on video. There's nothing wrong with it, but you know, it's always nice to see a smiley face.
We miss their faces.
Yeah, and they probably miss your face too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, think about it, you know, don't think too hard. Just get yourself a ring light and a camera. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got, Chris?
So many responses on Instagram. Tigris versus Leo says a desktop, which I'm assuming is a desktop computer. Rish V says an iMac and Bose headphones.
Ooh, swanky.
Heather 3086 says a wireless keyboard, mouse, monitor, and webcam because I'm a trainer. Nice. One Faraz Akaria says desk with adjustable height, ergonomic, especially when working extra hours. So nice. Oh, as well as a Secret Lab Omega chair and a Jabra headset. We've got T.4NX says monitor, mechanical keyboard, brackets Razer Huntsman, and mouse, brackets Razer Death Adder. We've got Emmy.
Now we're getting into the good stuff, you see.
Emmy Bubbly says Kindle and Apple Watch. Hello, it's Honey says wireless keyboard and mouse, laptop stand, etc. Nazmia Zudin says a chair.
That's good.
Good. Ski Sarah says laptop cooling pad, which is actually a very good idea.
Yep.
Alex Chan 61 says a coffee machine that's absolutely essential. The rest, not so much. Jin Rong, actually, I'll save Jin Rong's one for last. Jalan Bully Sim Sim says wireless headset, a game changer for Skype calls. And going back to Jin Rong 333, who just says drinks rack.
Drinks rack. There we go. Number 5809 say thanks for sharing Lynn's home studio setup, guys. You are very welcome. Thank Litri Lynn as well. She'll be on air, of course. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Speaking about that guy who just bought some Bose headphones.
Yes.
An expensive headphone set. Uh-huh. Have you seen those new Apple headphones?
I have.
They are ridiculously expensive.
I am not a fan.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're calling them AirPods when they're headphones.
They're clearly not AirPods, right?
Yeah.
But that's by the by. I just wanted to rant about that. Oh, and Michael has said he bought a good speaker system over here on
very
WhatsApp
nice.
As well. Well done, well done. Okay, so moving slightly along to, I guess it's still in that home improvement.
Another product.
Another product thing. IKEA. Let's talk about IKEA. They're going to stop printing their catalogue, right? So they're going to stop printing their catalogue after a successful career, and that's quote-unquote, I can't believe this, it spanned 70 years. Next year will be the last for the publication, and apparently it challenged the Bible for the number one circulation spot. Can you believe that?
What?
Yeah, at its peak, the IKEA catalogue was said to have a greater circulation than that of the Bible. But whilst around 40 million copies of the Bible are expected to be distributed around the world next year, the catalogue of the Swedish furniture giant will, after seven decades, no longer be published because demand has fallen. It has been one of our best known and best loved products for over 70 years, inspiring billions of people around the world. This is according to Konrad Gruss, who's an IKEA manager.
Of course.
And he goes on to say, it's a As even fewer people are reading it, it's led to the decision to respectfully end the successful career of the IKEA catalogue. Mm. The first catalogue appeared in 1950, in Swedish only, was 16 pages long and listed all the company's products, accompanied by simple black and white drawings, otherwise known as instructions, as I'm sure we'll be looking at. 16 pages! How many pages are in a catalogue now? There must be hundreds. Mm-hmm. So a year later, it had expanded to 68 pages, put together by IKEA's founder, Ingvar Kamprad, featuring a brown upholstered rocking chair on its front cover. About 285,000 copies were distributed, but only in southern Sweden. Quickly became an annual insight into contemporary modern living and a Bible in its own right for lovers of flat-pack furniture. Some libraries even carry back copies of the catalogue, which have become collector's items.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
The magazine has been available online since 1998, but whilst the online version has gradually made the paper one obsolete, it too will be discontinued.
Aww.
This decision is part of a long-term company overhaul as it attempts to tackle the increasing competition it faces from a growing number of furniture startups that are biting at its heels. Its own online trade rose by 45% last year, thanks in large parts to their offering to customers of even more options to create their home spaces digitally, especially using augmented reality apps to project, of course, images of furniture onto the walls and homes. In autumn 2021, IKEA plans an homage to its catalogue in the form of a book with tips and inspirational ideas for DIY interior design. Whilst talks about the future of the catalogue have been ongoing for 4 years, Gruss said the final decision was taken in the past few months as discussions on a 2022 edition were underway.
Mm-hmm.
Circulation reached a peak in 2016 when 200 million copies in 32 different languages were distributed worldwide.
Wow.
I do feel a little bit sad about this.
I'm so sad about this, and I can't really explain why. I mean, to me, it's just something that's so iconic. It was even featured in Fight Club.
Right?
Like, come on. You can't discontinue something that was featured in Fight Club.
Uh-huh.
It was in Fight Club.
Yes. Michael is piping up. Michael is, he said, IKEA need to sell spare parts. They do sell spare parts for some things, Michael. I suppose it all depends on what it is that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had to buy an extra leg for one of my tables.
Yeah.
And an extra little metally piece for the table because a little bit of broken. But yeah, so I know that they do. Let us know what spare part you're after and we'll check the catalogue for you. Oh, wait, we can't. Oh, dear.
So
right.
Sad.
Keep the comments coming in, though, folks. Let us know via WhatsApp what you've done to spruce up your working from home space. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio, of course. We're going to take a short break with some Aerosmith with Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.